because it is Friday, and we have a slate of strong NFL games, an incredible matchup on Fight Island. We have the World Series. All this is going on this weekend. College football. I'm a part of that Badger Mafia now since we have a son, Jake, who goes to University of Wisconsin. They're in action tonight against Illinois. Huge weekend. It is time to check in with the flight deck for his weekly installment of Big Head Bets. In case you were new to this, noted XR4TIer, James Kelly, has a gigantic head. And it's filled with all sorts of crazy intel and data rattling around within. So I do reach out to him once a week to see who he is hitting so all of you can get paid. We do this for entertainment purposes only. We are not using real money. If you want to use real dough based on what you're about to hear, that is on you. And remember, only play with cash that you can afford to lose, but we're not playing with real cash. We're doing it for entertainment purposes only. Let's go to the Big Head Hotline. What's cracking, Head? How you feeling?
Good, Jim. What's going on, man?
Nothing, James. What's going on with you?
Just ready for this sports weekend, man.
I know football you are. There's a lot to get to. All right, listen, I have to admit, I did not see the Bucks. Let me start right here. Tampa Bay knocking the Packers out the way they did. Nor did I see the Bucks playing disciplined football the way they did. But they did that as well. If they're flying to the football and they're getting after the quarterback the way they are, and Gronk and TB43 are on the same page, man, that's a dangerous team. Maybe even the team to beat in the NFC. They're in Vegas. We've got a COVID issue with the Raiders. But if in the event they play that game, how do you see that going? What's the number you have? Who do you like? How are you playing that one?
Okay, so right now the line is off the board, but it was negative or minus -3 for the Bucks, and I hit that. Now, because of COVID and the issues that Vegas has, obviously some sites have taken it down. But if the news stays the same as it was reported earlier today, and having no new positive tests, it'll pop back up and it'll be around minus -3. But I am with you on Tampa Bay. I guess Tampa Bay. I think they're the best team in the NFC, Jim. I would think they would go to the Super Bowl. And as far as Sunday goes, look, the Raiders' offensive line, they're dealing with COVID issues, and if they didn't have those issues, they would have to deal with that pass rush of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which has 22 sacks already this season. I see a long day for Derek Carr like Aaron Rodgers, and not only that, Tom Brady, with that offense, should light up that defense of the Raiders. Sorry, Raider fan, I know you're well-coached, but your defense lacks talent and no pass rush. So now, if we could just get Chunk to clean it up and quit being so lazy and complacent with his COVID issues, Jim, we'll have a game and hit Tampa at minus -3.
If you can find it, though. If you can find it. But you were smart. You got in there early. I mean, smart or lucky, but you got it. But you got to find that line.
Tampa Bay.
Chumpa Bay.
Chumpa. Oh, I'm sorry.
Chumpa. All right, so speaking of the Packers, I did love them last week. They were unbeaten. Aaron Rodgers had been flawless. The offense was clicking. They jump out to that 10-0 lead on the Bucs. Then it all goes to hell. The Packers are looking to bounce back against Houston. As jacked up as the Texans are on and off the field, Head, they can still be dangerous at times. Green Bay is minus -3.5. How are you approaching that one?
Yeah, I'd say Deshaun Watson could be dangerous, but a lot of stuff around Deshaun Watson is not dangerous, including that defense, Jim. The defense is terrible. It's horrible. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. They can't stop anything, and they have J.J. Watt. So all those things go into play here. I look for the Packers to respond, but Aaron Jones just actually showed up on the injury report, so I don't know if he's going to play. I still don't think it's a problem, though, with Jamal Williams or A.J. Dillon filling in there. I like Aaron Rodgers here. It reminded me of last year when San Francisco kind of whacked them in the regular season, how Rodgers responded with running the table. So I like Rodgers minus -3.5 in Houston, Jim.
All right, so Aaron Rodgers minus -3.5 in the Packers in Houston. Got to ask you, Big Head, for Big Head Bets, about the Bills. Like, the Bills and Josh Allen look like they were world beaters the first 4 weeks. Then they get cracked in back-to-back games. And suddenly they look like, well, the Bills and Josh Allen. Lucky for them, they get the ultimate get-right game against not only the worst team in the league, but one of the worst teams ever, the Jets. How has that line moved this week? Where is the line right now, and how are you going to play that one?
So it keeps going back from minus 12 to minus 13 to minus 11 because of the Sam Darnold, Joe Flacco stuff. But I hit it at minus 10 when it came out, Jim. Dude, betting against the Jets is the easiest money in all of sports right now. And, I mean, that's not even a joke. That's fact. They're 0-6 against the spread, and their performance against the expected spread is the worst I've seen this century. I mean, they're that bad. The 0-8 Lions that you loved, Jim, back in the day, they'd actually be favored over this Jets team. So not only that, too, like you have to jump on these lines as soon as they come out. The Chiefs next week, Jim, they're already a minus 21 favorite over the Jets. So I hit that spread, and I hit this one at minus 10 against the Jets.
There are no points for second
Dude,
place.
Dude, they're minus 21 already next week, and you've already Both jumped states. On that.
I already jumped on it. I bet you it goes up higher than that. The record for the highest spread ever, I believe, is minus 28 points for the Broncos back in the day against Jacksonville with Pinky. But I already jumped on the Chiefs at minus 21 against this Jets team. As long as they keep Gase employed, you're good.
I was going to say, Head, when was the last time you saw an NFL spread of three touchdowns or more?
A while ago. Last year when the Patriots and the Dolphins played early in the season, that was high too, but I don't remember it being this high. So, I mean, I still think it's going to go up.
You should parlay those two things. All right, so we'll see about that. I love that you're already looking ahead, and there's already a 21-point spread. Now, let me give you a matchup I really like. Seattle at Arizona. I made it pretty clear that I've got no use for Mr. Big Chest, and unless they can turn around and have this guy cover opponents, wide receivers, I don't know why they bring him in, but they're not going to have him, if in fact they do have him ever, this soon. I've got no idea why they want this guy, but I digress. The Hawks are a minus 3.5. Arizona looked great in putting that beat down on the choking Cowboys. My head tells me Seattle. My heart tells me Arizona because I love these guys, and they've got crazy jungle karma. I know you never let emotion into it. Who do you like in that game?
Yeah, I'm going with your head on this one. I'm going with your head, and I'm going with Weird Russ. Look, Weird is great, and so is Russ. And I totally agree on AB. They don't need him. They have the NFL's best, highest-scoring offense already. They don't need him at all, and the Cards should really – they could really use Chandler Jones this week going up against Russell Wilson and them. Now, Kyler should be able to throw it all day against the Seattle offense, but the Cards, honestly, they're really good against the run. They're better running the football than they are throwing right now. And that's the one thing Seattle actually does pretty good is stop the run. So I'm going to take Weird Russ, his offense, and I'm going to lay that 3.5.
All right, then. That's the NFL. Now, really quickly before you go, I know you love MMA. I know you love UFC. I know you love that conversation with Dana White. How hyped are you, first of all, before we get into it, how hyped are you for Khabib and Gaethje? And then how are you going to play that fight?
Dude, I haven't been this geeked out about a fight since maybe Cormier and Jones the first time around. Look, what Dana said about Khabib is all true. I mean, he's the most dominant fighter in the history of MMA. The guy, we say he lost a round, but he totally was toying with Conor during that round. He could have taken him down at any time, so he's really probably never lost a round ever. But I'm betting against him here, Jim. I love great fighters with plus odds, and Justin Gaethje is plus 275. And, dude, like you always say, styles make fights. And Justin, if he could keep Khabib up, I'm telling you, he could win this fight. So I'm going with Justin here. I mean, he's got a decorated – a lot of people don't know that, but he does have a decorated path of wrestling, and it's different kind of wrestling. It's folk-style wrestling, like Dana was talking earlier. So, dude, I'm going with Justin Gaethje for the upset, plus 275. I've never bet against Khabib in my life, but I am now.
So let me ask you something. Do you like that bet, or do you think that he can really win that fight? Do you feel strongly that he can win that fight?
It's hard to say strongly, but yeah, I do. I think he can. I mean, you've never seen Khabib ever in trouble in his life, but I mean, dude, this is how Justin fights. He's electric in the stand-up, and he knows wrestling. He's been wrestling his entire life. So if he could create these scrambles and just not get submitted and, you know, not let Khabib take his back or something like that, I think Justin could actually win this fight, dude. I'm going plus 275.
I think he can, too. I love the guy. I'm not saying that I know he's going to win the fight. I think he can win the fight. Do you think that if Khabib gets him up against the cage, that Justin can get out?
Yeah, I mean, that's where he doesn't want to be, and there's no doubt about that part. But he won't be like a fish out of water. He's okay with this stuff, man. He's done it his entire life, grappling and scrambling. He's okay with those things. It's not ideal. Nobody wants to be against the cage with that. You want to keep it center, but I think he'll be okay. I think he could do it. The first thing I really want to see is when Khabib takes him down, because at some point he will. I want to see if he could pop up and see how long it takes him to get up. And if he does that quick, then the momentum is going to change real quick, and that's where advantage Justin comes in.
I think you're right. I think if it happens in the center of the cage, I think he's got a chance to pop right back up, and I think that could change momentum. All right, so what about the World Series? Last thought. Game three is this evening. Are you playing the individual game tonight? And I would imagine you hit that thing before the series started. Who did you take?
So I hit the Dodgers heavy before this whole playoff started at plus 325. That was part of my hedge bet with the Yankees. So I'm pretty heavy onto that with this fake money here. So tonight's game, I don't have a great feel for it. I think if Charlie Morton's curveball is on, the Dodgers could be in trouble. But if it's not, I like the Dodgers. I'm really eyeing Julio Urias tomorrow in the Dodgers. It's about time they let him start. He's been, you know, their most productive pitcher. I'm just waiting for Tampa Bay to name their starter, and that's the game I'm eyeing tomorrow.
Well, in that game, you know, that's a bullpen game for Tampa Bay.
Right, right.
Check that, Tampa Bay. That's a bullpen game for them, so I think that tonight is a must-win game because they've got Morton, and they need him. He's been an ace in the postseason, and because tomorrow is a bullpen game, going up against an electric pitcher for the Dodgers, I think tonight's a must-win game. There it is, Big Head Betts. I think we covered more ground today than we ever have. Is there anything that I left out or anything you want to hit on the way out the door?
I'm just saying your Wisconsin Badgers line's at minus 20 tonight. I haven't hit it yet, but I'm just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I'm aware of that line, Head. Thank you very much. Thanks for telling me something I already knew. Are you going to hit that? Do you have any kind of strong feeling? It's like the conference is getting underway this evening. We haven't seen anything yet from them. Are you going to hit that?
Not yet, because of what Illinois did to them last year. So I'm holding off as of now. But I am going through some college stuff. But I'm holding off right now.
Yeah, so then why the hell did you bring it up then?
I'm just seeing if you're going to hit it or not.
Okay, all right. The big head, James Kelly. Nice job, Head. Really well done. Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Jim.
Good job, dude. All right, so you've got his picks. That's how he's going to get down. If you want to get paid,
everybody get down.
If you want to watch the game and enjoy, or games and enjoy them even more, take the information he just gave you. He is way more often right than he is wrong, and it makes the games more entertaining. If for whatever reason you want to use actual money and throw it at that, do so. And do so at your own risk. And do so if you can afford to do so. All right, James Kelly on the NFL on the matchup between Gaethje and Khabib. And a little World Series run for you, too.